We are the Steampunk Pirates. We're fearless, brave and bold. We're here to steal your treasure. We're here to take your gold. And if you care to listen, our story will unfold. We're up and top and we'll take your stuff. And we won't do what we're told. We're told we won't do what we're told.
Listening Library presents The Leaky Battery Sets Sail by Gareth P. Jones. Read for you by David Thorpe. Wanted, dead or alive, or smashed into little bits and delivered in boxes. The crew of the Leaky Battery, the Steampunk Pirates, for piracy, looting and treason. 16 scurrilous scallywags in total, including their four officers, Captain Clockhart, hot-headed leader of the Steampunk Pirates. He is unpredictable and dangerous on account of a loose valve sending too much steam to his head. First Mate Mainspring. Operated by clockwork, he is at his most dangerous when overly wound up. Quartermaster Lexi. Fitted with a catalogue of information, he is the cleverest, if not the bravest, of the bunch. Mr. Gadge. His various arm attachments include all kinds of devilish weaponry and fighting equipment. A reward of £1,000 is offered for anyone who captures this crew of loathsome looters and returns them to their rightful owner, the King of England. We are the Steampunk Pirates. We're fearless, brave and bold. If you care to listen, our story will unfold. With fire in our bellies, we're here to steal your gold. We're rough and tough, we'll take your stuff, and we won't do what we're told. We're told we won't do what we're told. Chapter 1, in which our heroes, the Steampunk Pirates, attack the HMS Regency, and its commander, Admiral Fussington, demonstrates how, when it comes to surrendering, the English are second to none. At first glance, there was nothing especially remarkable about the pirate ship that emerged from the thick sea mist and drew alongside the HMS Regency. Its billowing sails were white, its flapping flag was black. Its crew of ragged buccaneers jeered and cheered and waved their razor-sharp cutlasses as their captain cried, "Surrender, you English mummies, boys, or we'll fire up the cannons and blast more holes in your ship than you'll find in a barrel full of Dutch cheese, so we will." However, these were no ordinary pirates. Under the captain's dark blue hat was a face made of metal that glinted in the sunlight. Steam shot out of his ears and his head. He wore a heavy woolen coat open at the front to reveal a clock on his chest. It had only one hand that was madly whizzing around.
"Oh no! It's the Leaky Battery!"
cried the terrified lookout on the HMS Regency.
"It's Captain Clockhart and the Steampunk Pirates!"
Captain Clockhart laughed.
"You hear that, First Mate Mainspring? Load up the cannons!
Click, I, tick, I, tock, Captain!"
replied a pirate with a bowler hat, checkered trousers and a large key slowly rotating in the middle of his back.
"We surrender!"
Admiral Fussington immediately raised his hands.
"Load 'em up and prepare to..." "Hold on. Did you say surrender?"
Yes, don't fire. We give up.
Admiral Fussington turned to his crew.
Sergeant Thudchump, order your soldiers to lower their weapons.
The sergeant motioned to the rest of the crew and they reluctantly put down their guns. The hand on the captain's clock suddenly stopped and steam putted out of his head in confusion.
I don't understand. Och, let's blast him to smithereens. Surrendering is no way to stop us attacking,
snarled Mr. Gadge, who wore a tartan kilt and bandana to match and had a hook in place of his left hand. He twisted his arm and the hook was replaced with a cannon ramrod.
Hold your fire, Gadge, said the captain. I'd like to know why a ship of the Royal Navy would surrender so quickly.
A mechanical bird with a few colourful feathers glued to its wings landed on his shoulder and squawked,
A bunch of scaredy-cats!
How rude! Not at all,
protested Admiral Fussington.
I'm simply following the latest guidelines with regards to PCSs.
Oh, ignore Twitter, said Captain Clockhart. What's a PCS when it's at home?
A potential conflict situation. The rules now state that senior officers should immediately surrender. Look, I've got a kit and everything.
The Admiral opened a bag and pulled out a stick with a white flag wrapped around it. After carefully reading the instructions, he unfurled the flag and gave it a little wave. Captain Clockhart laughed, then turned to the rest of his crew, who joined in, their mechanical jaws clanking and clinking.
Right, you lot,
yelled the captain.
First mate Mainspring, lower the boarding planks. Gadge, loose screw, blind Bob Bolt, and the rest of you merciless metallic marauders, prepare to board!
Gadge fired a grappling hook at the neighbouring ship's main sail, and all the pirates cheered. All except for one, who wore a frilly shirt and had a device at the top of his head which sent small bits of paper flitting around, making a fluttering sound as they turned.
If I may have a word, sir.
What is it, Quartermaster Lexi?
Snapped Captain Clockhart, the vapour from his head twisting up like a mini tornado.
I'm not sure that boarding this vessel is altogether a good idea, he replied anxiously.
Spoil sport! Spoil sport!
Squawked Twitter.
Quite right, said Captain Clockhart.
That's not fair, protested Lexi. I'm just saying that the chances of this being...
Captain Clockhart banged the back of Lexi's head, and the quartermaster instantly went quiet and stopped moving.
That's better. There's a good reason why the only one of us with any brains has an off switch.
He laughed.
Piracy's not about thinking or worrying. It's about taking what you can.
The captain's clock hand began to move quickly again, and he cried,
Now, you horrible lot, all aboard this ship before I send you to the sharks for dillying and dallying. Take all the gold and coal you can find.
The crew of the leaky battery lowered the boarding planks and made their way over to the HMS Regency, where the smartly dressed naval officers stood with their raised hands shaking in fear.
Search the ship,
ordered Captain Clockhart.
Yes, take whatever you need,
said Admiral Fussington, who was still waving his white flag.
I like this new policy of yours, Admiral,
said Captain Clockhart.
Now, would you be so kind as to empty your pockets and hand over your gold?
The steam shot excitedly from the pirate's nostrils as he said the word. The Admiral pulled out a small purse.
This is all the money I have, he said.
Captain Clockhart emptied the coins into his palm and tested one between his metal teeth.
Do you eat metal?
Asked the Admiral, looking equally intrigued and appalled.
Eat
Sample complete. Ready to continue?